Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa. The Giants are in Jacksonville on Sunday. First and foremost, hope you and your families are enjoying a very special, healthy, and happy Thanksgiving weekend. Well, the Giants are trying to get back in the win column as they return to Jacksonville, where Tom Coughlin was the original head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And sure, there's emotion for Coach Coughlin going back. That's where he founded the J Fund, where he did so much great work within the community and still continues to do so. But don't expect Coach to be all that sentimental. He is focused on one thing and one thing only, and that's trying to win a football team and get his team to play consistently throughout the course of the game. You look at the Jacksonville Jaguars, they're 1-10 on the season. Obviously, the Giants have dropped 6 in a row, but there's some things that you have to focus on when you study Jacksonville. They are one of the best teams in the National Football League at sacking the opposing quarterback. They get after it with pass-rushing specialists. The Giants have to be on their P's and Q's. Last week, they gave up a few too many pressures to the Dallas Cowboys in some key spots, which led to some breakdowns offensively, especially late in the game when the Giants were trying to get a game-tying field goal. The other thing you have to watch out for, their red zone defense. Jacksonville is number one in the NFL when defending in the red zone. And I'm not talking about just 15 or 16 chances. We're talking about chances of over 40. They do a really good job because, again, they're able to get after your quarterback, harass him, and force him to throw it off schedule. So the Giants have to be much better at that point of attack. But the real key for the game for the Giants, they got to start running the football the way we know the Giants can run the football. They've only had one 100-yard rusher in their last 16 games. That was Rashad Jennings, who had it against Houston. Jennings also makes his return as a former Jaguar. So if the Giants can be stout up front, get their running game going, protect the quarterback, they can end their 6-game losing streak. And that's my perspective. I'm Bob Papa.